every night time I find mystery achievement, on my mind, on my mind, every day, oh, every night time I feel mystery achievement, so on me.
Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
And a pleasant Friday morning to you, wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Friday morning. As I'm here with you for an hour today from 10 a.m. to 1, not 1, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., rather. Here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. As you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. So I figure that today will be a good morning for me to come in and continue to, like, you know, bust off the cobwebs of radio, in which that I haven't really been on the airwaves much. In the last couple of weeks for a variety of different reasons and whatnot. So, it's Casual Friday. I'm dressed in a sweater. I'm wearing jeans because I got to go to my other job after this one. So, I figure, why not talk about some sports? Because yesterday's show was a lot about DeMar Hamlin, and there's been more good news have come out in the last 24 hours in regards to DeMar Hamlin's recovery. And last night was an eventful night in Boston sports. The Bruins played, the Celtics played. But I figure I'll start off the game start off talking about the Boston Bruins. Now, the Bruins last night, they beat the Los Angeles Kings 5-2. 5-2 win for the Bruins, first game after the Winter Classic. And in every shape and form, I'm not going to lie to you, it didn't even surprise me at this point. Because even after they fell behind 1-0, it was basically like this team is going to come back. They're going to win this game. I'm not surprised. Like, none of it surprises me at this point. Like, nothing. Like, we've seen this team give up the first goal. And more times than not, teams across the NHL, when they give up the first goal, they have a losing record. The Boston Bruins, in 2022-2023... they seem to rise to the occasion when they give up the first goal. And last night was just another example as to why this team continues to just defy the odds. I mean, what else is there that needs to be said that hasn't been said already about the Boston Bruins? I mean, Trent Frederick was an absolute beast last night. He scored twice in 34 seconds in the third period. And let's talk about Trent Frederick for a moment. Because if we're going to be completely honest, how many of you truthfully expected Trent Frederick to evolve into the player that he is now? Not many people did. And you got to wonder whether if Trent Frederick is one of the beneficiaries of the coaching change by the Boston Bruins and wish that they fired Bruce Cassidy during the offseason and hired Jim Montgomery. And the answer to that is a resounding yes, because what you're seeing in Trent Frederick this season is a more engaged player than I can remember in any of the previous seasons that he's been with the Boston Bruins. He's engaged. He's always had that physical element to his game, but he is focused on the minor details that has helped made him a more successful player this season. So you have moments like last night in which that third period, we know that the Bruins are the best third period team in hockey, that Trent Frederick, stop me if you heard this before, unsung hero, yay or nay, he comes to the rescue. I mean, what more can you possibly ask for from this guy? I don't think there is much more you can possibly ask for, especially when you consider that this guy has had a knack for coming through time and time again when the team needs him most. And you can say that about a lot of guys on the Boston Bruins this season. But in the third period, it just seems like Trent Frederick has that extra gear. And when he is locked in, he is locked in. Watch out. I mean, what more could you possibly ask for? So, this was last night. 2-2 tie, 9:33 remaining in the third period. Jack Edwards with the call on Nesson.
Finds Frederick coming back to the puck. To Grizzlick. Marchand's cross pass. Oh, a great tip-in by Frederick off Carlo's drive.
Bruins threw things up ice. Frederick, nice little backhand feed. Grizzlick with a nice little backhand feed. Get the puck to the net, and there's your redirect. Oh.
That was Jack Edwards and Andy Brickley last night on Nesson. Frederick misses the initial shot. He doesn't give up on the play. Maybe in previous seasons, Frederick gives up on the play and he's just lollygagging on the ice. But he said, you know what? We're going to turn around and make myself available. And that's exactly what he did on the redirect on that beautiful shot from Brandon Carlo from the point. It's small things like that that continues to add to the message that Patrice Bergeron delivered after the Winter Classic, in which he said, this is a special team, and that is okay to officially buy into that. He's right. But here's the thing that I also want to point out from last night's game that I thought that was really poignant to point out as well. Jeremy Swayman, as much grief as he was receiving early in the season, he's struggling or he's took a step back, blah, 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 blah. Jeremy Swayman has been absolutely dynamite, especially nights in which that Lenis Ullmark is not getting a start. You have a goaltender in Swayman that comes in and is able to not only just do the job well, but even when he gets down early, he's not giving up. He's not giving up at all. If anything else, what I thought that was so impressive for me is that even when Sean Dursey scored that tying goal, like halfway past through the second period last night, he just said, you know, I'm going to relock in and just keep playing my game. And that's exactly what he did. But as pertains to the Boston Bruins last night, in their 5-2 win over the Kings to begin their West Coast swing last night, the Boston Bruins, they continue to show you it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that's what it's really been about here in 2022-23. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And as much as we've talked about how the Bruins have gone off to such a rough start in terms of the way that the first period began last night, there was no panic. There was no angst. They didn't change their game. Instead, what they did was they continued to find and grind their way to when they finally found their game. And Pasternak, here he comes, scored his first of two goals last night, in which, let's face it, if you were to tell me that Pasternak, with every single goal that he scored this year, would be truly as valuable as anybody on this team this year, I would have told you, yeah, you're right. But it seems like this year he's playing with an extra chip. It's not a coincidence at all, especially when you see things, when you see and hear plays like this, that just leaves you just in utter amazement. Again, Jack Edwards and Andy Brickley with the call.
Marchand, a ball of energy and emotion, channeling his anger. Pasternak scores! Brad Marchand has turned the tide in this game!
And it was all because not only Brad Marchand's effort, but Bergeron as well. Bergeron went below the goal line, but here's the goal because it's a good effort. McAvoy gets involved. They keep the play along the wall. Marchand able to make a nice lateral pass. The coverage breaks down.
That was Jack Edwards and Andy Brickley last night on Nesson. Pasternak misses the initial shot. Then Brad Marchand comes in on the pinch, able to feed it to Pasternak, fires a beautiful one-timer, not a one-timer, but a wrist shot for the goal. And that's all you could really ask for. This team doesn't quit. This team doesn't give up. This team doesn't fold at the first sight of adversity. And I think there's something to be learned about that. When you go through adversity, you find out exactly who and what you are. And it's no coincidence that as of this morning, the Bruins are the first team in the NHL to reach 30 wins. And it's because that even when they face adversity, they have that extra gear that they kick in and they are able to dig themselves out. And that was just another example of why this team is just so freaking dangerous that it's remarkable to watch on a night in and night out basis. So we're going to go to a music break. Coming up next, another team that I thought did a really good job bouncing back last night, and that's the Boston Celtics. I want to tell you my thoughts about the Celtics-Mavericks game last night. That and much more coming up next here on the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
To some people, The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa,
Welcome back to the Shook with Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's us, Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. And I'm going to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Before I continue with the show, I just want to pass along an update that just been sent out by the Buffalo Bills. And this tweet was tweeted out at around 10:10 a.m., which it states, this is as it pertains to DeMar Hamlin. The tweet states, per the physicians at UCMC, DeMar's breathing tube was removed overnight. He continues to progress remarkably in his recovery. His neurologic function remains intact, and he has been able to talk to his family and care team. Incredible. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. There's no question in my mind that all of this is not possible without God, number one. And it's only by the permission and the grace of God that the medical professions were able to be able to practice what they know best and how to treat cardiac arrest patients, especially in those early critical moments. So in more ways than one, you gotta give thanks to God. Number one, that's first and foremost. It wasn't solely just the doctors and the nurses and whatnot, but it's phenomenal news. It's a phenomenal update. This was something that just came out within the last 13 minutes, in which I just wanted to pass it along quickly before I had continue on with the show. DeMar Hamlin, his breathing tube has been removed. He's been able to talk with his teammates, and it's definitely phenomenal news all the way around. Something that has most certainly added light to this wonderful morning here on this Friday, January 6th as well. So the Boston Celtics had a game last night in Dallas. They bounced back after getting their asses handed to by the Oklahoma City Thunder just a couple of nights prior, in which that, let's face it, the Celtics knew that they needed to bounce back in the worst way possible. This was the perfect tweet for but the perfect quote by Jaylen Brown, in which that he said, quote, a perfect time to get back on track in their matchup against the Dallas Mavericks. And the Celtics winning last night's game by 29 points, I think by far convinced me that they've taken a huge step back into, you know, getting back on track, you know, after losing the first two games of a four-game Western Conference trip. I'm not going to even revisit the absolute demolishing of the Celtics on Tuesday night, 150-117 by the Thunder. But what I will tell you is this. Last night in the game that I was able to watch, it was clear that this was a team that absolutely made it a point where not only that they played defense, they were able to shut down Luka Doncic by a large part, holding him to 24 points. But then also, they were able to, in the very least, find their offensive groove again in so many ways. And not to mention, Jason Tatum, triple-double, 29 points, 14 rebounds, I think 10 assists as well. Just remarkable, absolutely remarkable. But then also, when you talk about what were some of the things that the Celtics were able to do well, number one, Celtics, they played better defense along the perimeter. they held Luka Doncic to an 0-for-6 performance on the 3-point line, and that the only thing Doncic was able to do was basically take the contested 2-pointers. That's it. That's all he was able to do. And this is the first time in a while that I could say I remember that the Celtics really locked in defensively, and they gotten away from that in more ways than one. I'm curious to see whether if they're going to be able to continue this on a consistent basis in terms of defensively shutting down the opponents in a way that they need to. Because giving up 120 points per game, that's not going to cut it, especially in the upcoming NBA playoffs. You got to be able to defend better. Last night was huge on so many fronts because of that. It was huge because it basically reaffirmed the belief that this is a Celtics team that can and that has the ability to be able to shut down some of the best players in the NBA, especially some of the best offenses in the NBA at that. So what they did last night was no anomaly. It was no like coincidence in which that they got completely crushed Tuesday night. Last night, they put the game in the rearview mirror and just came out and just dominated. And what more could you possibly ask for a team that going into this game, this was a game that I looked at. I said, you know what? This is where I want to see what kind of team that this team is. Are they as mentally tough as I believed that they were? Or was this team going to basically fall down, let the Mavericks like basically steamroll them, in which that they have been the hottest team in the NBA going into the game last night? But the reality is, this is a team that has continued to show us time and time again in which that when they have had to battle back from tough losses, they've done that in convincing fashion. And what more can you possibly ask for? Also, we got to talk about Malcolm Brogdon for a moment. Because considering that Malcolm Brogdon was, he really was an offensive slump for a good week and a half. He was. Like, he had 4 straight single-digit scoring performances between December 23rd and New Year's Day. In that last 2 games, he scored at least 15 points. And that's the thing that we know that what Brogdon can do, especially when he's going, he's really right offensively. But that stretch in which that he was only giving you like single point like performances, we knew that that wasn't Malcolm Brogdon. That he was struggling. He was struggling offensively. And I give kudos to Joe Mazzulla for not benching the guy, for not giving up on the guy. And like, what more can you possibly ask for? Especially for a guy that was traded for during the offseason that you knew going into the season that was going to be a big component into what the Celtics are trying to do. And that in itself is huge. When you have a guy that you traded for and that he was able to bounce back and he's seemingly finding his offensive game again, it's a pretty damn good sign for the Boston Celtics. Like, let's be honest. Not only Malcolm Brogdon was terrific, but you got to give credit to Grant Williams as well. I thought he played well. Even though that there were early foul trouble for Jaylen Brown and Derek White, Grant Williams did what he's done consistently this season. Come off the bench and produce. And that is a luxury to have, especially as you move along, further along in the regular season, as you get closer to April when the NBA playoffs begin. not only that, you need your starters to be able to perform well and perform at a high level, but you need your bench to be able to come in, especially if your key guys are getting into early foul trouble. And that's something that the Boston Celtics, they find themselves in an advantage position above other teams when they have this going for them. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as I'm here with you until 11 a.m. This morning. So we started the show talking about the Bruins. Now we're talking about the Celtics. And we definitely have a lot of really good points that is worth our discussion in terms of the Celtics last night, including the fact that that the three reserves, Brogdon, Grant Williams, and also Jaden Hardy, all three of them had 15 points apiece. And that in itself tells me you got a pretty good bench. You got a deep bench. But I am curious to see what Brad Stevens is going to do come the trade deadline in 5 weeks in regards to who is he going to bring in that's going to be that 15th guy. Because right now they're at 14. They traded one of their players away just a couple of days ago or so. And you wonder. I do wonder. Like, how is this all going to pan out? And I'm confident that it's going to pan out just fine. It's not something that you should worry about too much. If anything, Brad Stevens is giving you the confidence that he knows how to go out and make the right moves. He did it last season in trading for Derek White. Why should you expect this to be any different? I don't think it's going to be any different. If anything else, this is going to only solidify the belief that they have what they need to win it all. They just have to be consistent, get back to playing consistent basketball again. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we are going to step aside and take another music break here. Coming up next, I'm going to share with you some thoughts on the week that was, and also get into, like, why on earth do I sound so freaking dead? I got some stuff to get off my chest, so I want to do that exactly on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shook Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as it is Friday morning. It is 10:41 a.m. Eastern Time. As I will admit, like, this has been one of those weeks where I have definitely been feeling rather, I don't know if lethargic would be the right word, but just feeling drained, like exhausted. And I think part of it is because the fact that I've been sick earlier in the week. I think this morning is probably the best I felt, like health wise, since the beginning of the week, where I began the week just battling a really bad cold and a bad cough, you name it. But, like, today, like, I'm definitely feeling, like, better for sure. And you know, like, I don't know how many people are listening to the program right now, but I do know that this is probably the most energetic that I felt probably all show, because, like, I felt just exhausted for, like, at the beginning of the show. Like, the second segment of the show, I was feeling very meh. But now, like, I'm feeling, like, a lot better, but now also feeling a bit fired up. And that's one thing. But then the other thing is, like, the week it was, it's just been, like, one of those, I think it's been an eye-opening week, to say the least, where you ever feel like you're just going through some sort of, like, a self-discovery and you're learning more about yourself through different phases and so forth? That kind of felt like me, in a way, where I am learning more about Shukri Wright's, what does he need to do? What does he have to do in order to get better? And I am at a point now, here we are in, what was this, January 6th, where I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm not blaming anybody for anything, except I'm going to take ownership of the fact that I have to get better. I need to be better. And that consistency is absolutely key. It's key. It's everything. Without consistency, you won't finish. But without a purpose and a plan, you will never start. And that in itself is the key. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Now, I do know that this weekend I'm going to make it a point to, like, really ensure that I get myself some really good quality rest. And I think that's also part of it as well, is that it's not that I haven't been sleeping. It's the fact that I think between last night and today, like, I definitely noticed that my energy has, like, been somewhat low. And I think that also explains part of the reason why I think yesterday I was just really, like, drained. I was just drained, exhausted, just kind of, like, here, physically here, but not completely here, if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying? So here I am now, as I'm, you know, getting through this final segment of the program, in which that I'm basically just talking about, like, the week that's been for me. I mean, it's been quite an eventful week. When I was at the Winter Classic on Monday, I mean, it was just incredible. The game itself, the experience. That now makes it 3 out of the 4 Bruins Winter Classic games I have been at. 3 out of the 4. And what was the one? Which one was the one I didn't go to? 2010. I was in college at the time, and I didn't have a college on campus job just yet. I would by the end of January of 2010 at the time, but I didn't have a college job yet. So that was literally the only reason why I didn't go to the Bruins Winter Classic in 2010. But what I will say is this: it's been remarkable all the way through and through. You know, people coming up to me and saying that, hey, like, you know, I appreciate all that you do. I appreciate everything that you put forth into the content. I appreciate, like, you being you. And all of that is just, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, with about a couple more minutes before I wrap up the segment, I definitely have a couple of objectives for the weekend. And that is, number one, try to get some rest. Really get some rest. And I mean that. Get some freaking rest. That's number one. Number two, like, just reserve yourself. Just be easy and reserve yourself and don't go crazy. Because, man, when I tell you that, yo, this week in itself, I think part of it also is the fact that that had a major shift, a change in schedule for work. Whereas I used to work, like, in the mornings from 6 a.m. to 2:30. Now I'm working from 12 noon to, like, 8:30 in the evening, which isn't an issue. It truly isn't. Because what one would think that, oh, well, you get to at least sleep in. Nope. I haven't slept in, like, this week with the exception of, I didn't do it yesterday. I obviously didn't do it today. Wednesday, did I sleep in? Yeah, like, to an extent, I did, yeah. You know? But the reality is this. The hours that I have, that I've been working, and the amount of, like, work I've been putting in, you know, it's made it a point where it's like, it's either one of the two extremes. And what is one of the two extremes, Shu? It's either that I have to get up super early or, you know, come in after work to try to do the show, or I, you know, go in, like, really late, like, late night hours, whereas Maybe there are people that are awake or even want to listen. I don't know. Maybe they do. Great. But either way, all I'm saying is, I feel like I'm in an interesting space. Whereas I'm just, like, I guess fighting through some things, figuring things out as I move along. But yeah, it's definitely been interesting, to say the least, for sure. But nonetheless, I'm absolutely blessed and grateful for all of my blessings that I have. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program, as we are going to take another music break for just a moment. Coming up next, I want to share with you my final thoughts for the week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy,
so we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Just a couple of more minutes left in the program before I hand things off for the remainder of the day. Final thoughts brought to you by yours truly, Shukri, right here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So it's early January. It's very early in the new year. And I just want to simply remind you that's out there. It's never, ever too late to begin to work on yourself, to begin to improve on yourself. It's never too late to want change, to want better for yourself. But you have to be willing to work for it. You have to be willing to put in the time, put in the effort, put in the energy, because that's what it's all about. You know, you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be able to make the right choices that's going to align with your vision. Because without it, guess what happens? None of it comes to fruition. You're going to have to work hard for it. You're going to have to give it everything that you got. And that applies for myself, first and foremost. You got to give everything that you got. You got to give everything you got on towards what you want. What do I want? Become a successful sports radio host. What do I want? To become a successful broadcaster. That means I got to be better. I got to do a better job of preparing of, you know, everything. You name it. That's what it comes down to. To hell with the excuses. It's got to come down to what are my choices? What is it that I need to do better? And then do it. That's basically what this is all about. So that's my final thoughts for you on this Friday here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Thanks to all of you who have tuned in. Sincerely appreciate it as always. I'll be back with you again tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., full 2 hours of the show. Looking forward to be much more rested for that for sure. And I'll talk to you then at that point. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. Have a good day, everybody.